Thank you, Megan, and thank you everyone for coming. I'm Amir, I know most of you obviously. And the band is Yes Exactly Yes with Andy, Andre, and Justin. Like Megan said, this is really a collaboration, which is really awesome. At the end, if you want, we can hang out a little bit and talk about how it all happened. But we try to really connect the text and the sound together. So it is, like Megan was saying, it's a weird occasion. You know, it's around Christmas time, but this was very interesting to me when I read about this episode in one book, and I wondered what the hell happened to this episode in other books and in other places. So I did want to just shout out to one monograph that I found by the Dominican Studies Institute at CUNY. I haven't gotten in touch with them, and I don't know them, but they really brought this episode to life also. And a fellow by the name of Anthony Stevens Acevedo, said he really liked it. I just want to mention that since we're recording. But otherwise, a lot of it is a riff, and Megan says maybe we learned something. I'm not sure. Because there's very little about it. But that's exactly the point. And what happened was in December in 1521, December of 1521, that's 500 years ago, on lands that didn't have the names that they have now, a group of men rebelled. And I'm getting emotional. It's kind of weird. And they were enslaved by their European captors, and they rebelled on the plantation of Diego Colón, so obviously in what is today the Dominican Republic. And this was really interesting to me from a human perspective, but also everything is an excuse for literature to me also, and performance, and poetry, and theater. But more importantly, it was as a human story that was interesting. So the problem became, it's a momentous occasion because it also led to more rebellions, but nobody of course mentions this, and it led to a lot of laws that were crafted around this rebellion that was crushed very quickly. And many of those laws then continued to become the laws of the lands that now we have, that not only defined people as such and such, but also gave, defined the ways that they could move, the ways that they could be, the ways that they could conceive of themselves as others. And so, of course, the problem becomes, how do you write this, right? And so this entire thing, our epic thing, is about how you write something about which there's so little. And that's what it is. So,